Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Aruba with the NFA at their fall meeting, and I'm with Dave Snitaker, the division merchandise manager at Nebraska Furniture Mart and also the president of this organization. Dave, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. Good to see you.
Last time we spoke was in April at the spring meeting in Asheville, and you were having to tear out of there early because of a warehouse fire you had at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Tell us a little bit about the resolution on that.
Well, there wasn't a lot of fire involved, just a few hundred square feet of product, but the smoke damage really compromised everything that was in the warehouse. So we had to take out everything that was in the warehouse, clean it all out, and then start putting things back in again. It took a lot of people, a lot of hard work, and we were actually up and running again 3 weeks later, which is amazing. The insurance company told us it would be minimum six.
You mentioned insurance company. I guess it's a good thing Warren Buffett's in the insurance business, right?
Seems to be kind of a blessing there, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you didn't have much of a service interruption at all then?
Not too bad. I mean, you know, it cost us some jobs for sure because people just couldn't wait. But most people were very accommodating for us, and the vendors were as well. And we were back up and in service in a very quick amount of time.
Mm-hmm. So Nebraska Furniture Mart, everybody knows, has four stores. The biggest one is in Texas that you opened about a year and a half ago. Tell us how business is right now.
Well, September has been really robust. It's been really good. We've had some big promotions going on for the month with some long-term financing and some offers from some of the vendors that has really resonated with our customers. And written business is up substantially, double digits, very good.
So on a year-over-year basis, what would you say? Low single digits on your sales this year versus last year?
Low single digits, correct. Yeah. For the invoice business right now, that's exactly where we are.
Yeah. Why do you think residential replacement is soft right now?
I don't know. The market is almost confused. The builder business seems to be doing really well most of the time, and then sometimes things have just softened up. I don't know if it's consumer confidence or exactly what the problem is.
I'm hearing the same thing from several people. All right, let's move to the NFA meeting. As I said, you're president. And by the way, they just had elections and going to be president for two more years, right?
Yep, I signed up for two more years. It's a great organization. I think we've got more things that we can accomplish, and I'm very excited to be the president of this group for two more years.
And the offices stay the same, except you do have a change with the treasurer, right?
Correct. Well, there was a couple of changes. Jim Walters went from being the treasurer to he's going to be the vice president of the organization in 2017 and 18. And Ian Newton came off of an at-large position, and he's going to be the treasurer for next year. And then we will be assigning a new at-large position to fill Ian's one-year term.
All right, let's talk about this meeting as far as the attendance. Is this a record size for you?
No, actually, it's not the biggest. It's close. There's approximately 250 people here.
Okay, and this is the 25th anniversary, right?
It is. This is the 25th anniversary of the organization. Started 25 years ago with, I think, seven members and has grown over time.
What's the member count now?
We're at 42 currently.
Okay, 42. And that's been constant. I think the last person to come in was Sterling out of the L.A. area, right?
Right. Sterling is the last member in. Technically, we've got one member that's trying to re-up because there's been a change in ownership, and so we're working on that right now.
All right, so let's talk about the challenges that members are facing right now.
Two biggest concerns, we went around the room and everybody got their chance to tell me what basically their biggest concern was for their organization. The two biggest concerns, the first one being human capital, the human resources end of things, how you hire, train, and maintain staff, and what the government's new laws have, how that's going to affect your organization. And the second one is the same one that you hear every single time we talk about this, and that's concerns on labor and the ability to find and keep and motivate installations.
Mm-hmm. So it's installation labor primarily, but it's also some sales labor as well, right?
Without question, that's the human capital side of it, and mm-hmm. You could really lump the installation part of it in as well. But the sales end of it, as far as training and finding good staff members, is key on a lot of people's mind.
So are there any new vendor programs that are worth mentioning?
Oh, we have one new vendor program with U.S. Floors and an exclusive arrangement with the NFA on exclusive product content, and we're all very excited about that. It's a good opportunity for all of us. It's a category that's growing exponentially almost with the group over the last 2 years.
You know, another topic that you and I threw around a little bit, and you've helped me with an article since then, is around this rapid shift from soft surface to hard surface. And so some people are saying, you know, maybe a 7 or 8% shift in the last 18 months. How has that affected your members?
Everybody is scrambling to make sure that they've got a good presentation. We have one member that stayed home, sent a delegate for himself, but stayed home because they're shifting all of their hard surface product to the front of the store, where for X number of years it's been carpet in the front. And it's the same thing that all of us are going through. We're all looking to probably expand the hard surface categories, and we're looking to probably cut back the soft surface areas.
I need to mention that's a great article you helped me with about this topic when we talk about how it might affect the profitability long term of the business. So yet to come at this meeting, we've got a dinner tonight at some historic lighthouse, and then tomorrow is the speed dating process, right?
That's right. 26 tables, 18 minutes a table, and you get to meet with every vendor individually. It's a labor of love, actually. It's a hard day. It's a long day, but it's also a very fulfilling day for both of us. You know, we get to talk one-on-one with the heads of all of the mills and vendors, and it becomes very important to that time that you spend with them.
So what's the general consensus for what business is going to be like between now and the next time you get together in the spring?
Well, we asked that question of each of the members during the two-minute drill, was to not only tell us where you are currently, but to also give us what your forecast is for 2017. And pretty much everybody to a T said that they think that business is going to improve and be better next year, just the fact that we got the elections over with and we can move forward.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dave, it's great to spend time with you. This is a great meeting. It's amazing the camaraderie your group has down here. You know, last night was a big night. Again, been talking to Dave Snitaker, the president of the NFA, and also the division merchandise manager with Nebraska Furniture Mart. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.